This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, Professor Ramogale urges first-year students to choose success at orientation, and a probe has been launched into matric exam irregularities at a Pinetown school. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. First-year students at the Mangosuthu University of Technology have been encouraged to make success a conscious choice as they begin their academic journey in 2026. The message was delivered by the Deputy Vice-Chancellor Teaching and Learning, Professor Marcus Ramogale, during the first-year orientation program held at the Dr. Pixliga Isakaseme Hall. Addressing the new students, Professor Ramogale posed a powerful question to say, "Is there anyone here who does not want to succeed?" reminding them that success requires deliberate action and personal responsibility. Professor Ramogale explains the difference between a university of technology and a traditional university, stressing the students who choose MUT had made the right decision for their future. He has told the students that the desire to succeed is natural and encouraged them to align their actions with their goals. Deputy Vice Chancellor also advised students to surround themselves with like-minded peers, saying choosing friends wisely helps create a supportive environment for success through teamwork and synergy. And then in your other news, KZN Education has confirmed a probe into exam irregularities at Zwelinjani Secondary School in Engabeni, a Pinetown. Spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says there's been unhappiness after some matric results were withheld. He says their probe began at the marking center and involved teams from their provincial and national offices. Mahlambi says they have notified the affected learners and are looking into other incidents that were reported.
There were cases that were reported, but it will not involve many learners from one school. It will be one there, two there, but all those cases are being dealt with. But this one, they want to amplify it because they are a group. That is why there is attention to it. Otherwise, in various schools, the number was reduced in 2025, but those cases that were reported are being dealt with.
And finally, kulindele ukuthi zibe iningi izinto ezojabulisa ngazo abalandeli bakhe umculi kaMasikandi uKhuzani Mpungose emcimbini walo nyaka ozobanjwa isibili iBlue Nation Festival ezophinde ibanjelwe eCarnival City ngoMay 2. Kulo mcimbi waba undaba mlonyeni ngonyaka odlule, uKhuzani eshintshashintsha imfashini. Lo mculi useveze ukuthi uzoqhubeka la agcina khona njengoba kwamcacela ukuthi abantu bayayithanda lento ayenzayo. Uveze ukuthi yize ngeke adalule okuzokwenzeka emcimbini walonyaka njengoba enza ngonyaka odlule, kodwa abantu abalindele into yamehlo uma kuziwa kubaculi azohambisana nabo nokunye akuhlelile. Amathikithi kaveze ukuthi siyatholakala ewebtickets kusukela ku-R200 kanye no-R300. Khona manjalo-ke lo mculi kaMasikandi uzomela lo mkhakha emcimbini omkhulu wokuqala iMahindra Fusion First. Lo mcimbi uzobanjwa ngo-March 7 nala izobe ibophele amaciko khona kubo uzinxumalo mafika izolo Focalistic uDali Wonga kanye nabanye. Now to recap your top story at this hour, Professor Ramogale urges first year students to choose success at orientation. This is all for myself this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 3:30 for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Mwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.